Normally, mid-March is when Dr. Freeman is engaging donors and alumni, but the situation changed quickly while she was on a cross-country flight.
For our annual Washington, D.C. alumni reception, when the governor declared the state of emergency, and fortuitously, I was transferring at Midway, and I just never got on the plane to D.C., came back to campus, and started making the decisions about the spring semester.
Initially, NIU planned on switching to remote learning for just a few weeks after spring break, but it soon became clear that it would become the rest of the semester.
We had to not just adjust instructionally, but we had to figure out how to relocate the students who were remaining on campus so that we could effectively achieve physical distancing and still make sure their needs were being met.
On a wider scale, Freeman says the uncertainty surrounding coronavirus and the constant sources of new information complicate the decision-making process.
We always prioritize the health and wellness of our community and try to lead with our vision, mission, and values. But we also understand that we're going to need to continually assess the measures that we've taken and adjust when circumstances change. And that's been an ongoing process this spring.
Most faculty and staff are working remotely. Summer classes will also be remote. Many of the summer camps planned for campus have been canceled or are now being planned virtually. In April, Freeman announced a voluntary retirement program for staff and cuts to part-time positions. She also instituted what she calls a hiring chill for new positions. Freeman says she's under no illusions that people will be pleased at every decision she makes.
If I get pushback and that pushback or lack of support makes me realize that there was an unintended consequence or something that was missed in the decision making, then we switch to that form of thinking, is there an adjustment that needs to be made?
Freeman says she's been in regular contact with university presidents at other public institutions in state and around the country. She's part of a committee with the Illinois Board of Higher Education on planning out what reopening means for colleges and universities.
And it's not going to be a very prescriptive set of guidelines. It's going to be higher ed specific guidelines that give each of our unique institutions a foundation for making the decisions that work best on their campuses.
The committee hopes to present those recommendations to the Department of Public Health next month.
They're concerned with what they can do to maintain the health and wellness of their community and to integrate public health recommendations with needs to consider social, emotional, and economic health considerations as well. And we see the diversity of institutions in Illinois that we see nationally.
Freeman adds that maintaining social and emotional connections has also been essential for her personally during the pandemic.
Is by just always thinking about our students and the impact that a college education has on a student, their family, their community. And that keeps me going because it's so important that we continue to be there. I'm also making an effort to connect by Zoom, by phone, even by letter with family and friends.
For prospective and current students, Freeman urges against taking a gap year during the pandemic.
Don't give up on your dream. In a time of economic downturn, a college degree becomes that much more important.
And for her fellow administrators, Freeman says constant communication is key to maintaining trust with the public.
Things change so quickly. You have to be prepared to communicate what's being done today. And then next week, say we're doing things a little bit differently. And if you do that, I think you build trust, and I think it helps you moving forward.
I'm Chase Cavanaugh.